Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, we're looking at cloudy conditions, windy, rainy. We'll have a temperature near the 40-degree mark. After that, it could get really interesting. Tonight into tomorrow, the possibility of some snow mixing in with rain. Not as much, though, as predicted in parts of central Wisconsin. Around the area at this hour, it's 37 degrees in Kenosha, 35 in Burlington, Milwaukee 36, and it's 37 in Racine. The operator of a car escaped serious injury when it crashed around 10:30 last night at 3 Mile and North Green Bay Roads on the Caledonia-Racine border by St. Monica Senior Living Facility and burst into flames. The initial reports had it being a rollover accident with fire and people were trapped inside, but it turned out to involve just one person who managed to get out of the vehicle, which had ended up on its side after knocking down a tree. In addition to Caledonia police, officers from the city of Racine were at the crash site because of what may have been that same vehicle involved in a traffic incident on Douglas Avenue. Well, after a joint meeting yesterday, officials from Gateway Technical College and UW Parkside have decided to end consideration of unused land on the Parkside campus for creating an emergency vehicle operations course for law enforcement training. That plan had drawn considerable opposition from the residents of Summers who live nearby, despite being assured the track would not become a nuisance. Bill White is Gateway's Vice President of Human Resources. He says based on those concerns, the plan is being scrapped.
We decided that really we didn't ever want to upset the neighbors to the extent that obviously we had based on the reaction. So we felt that it was best just to suspend our plan.
At this time, he says there are no other viable locations for the track. In the meantime, the training will go on in the parking lot of the defunct Dairyland Greyhound Park, at least until the property, which is on the market, is officially sold. The case of the Racine teenager giving birth yesterday morning that we told you about at her home and panicking because she claimed she didn't know she was pregnant, she had another reminder about Wisconsin's safe haven law. Paramedics and police sent to a side-by-side duplex in the 3600 block of Prince's Place in Georgetown. The initial report was a newborn that was found. A police department news release initially listed the case as an abandoned baby, but that was later changed to be a rescue run on a childbirth. Officers found the baby inside the residence. There had been no information released, however, about what the girl initially did with the infant and who called 911. Now, as for the safe haven law, which many states have, it allows a baby up to 3 days old to be turned over to an employee of any hospital, fire station, sheriff's office, police station, emergency medical services provider, or any other law enforcement agency in Wisconsin without repercussion. A resolution that calls for a change in state law to require the addresses of foster parents, that is, to be given out to a child's biological parents in most cases, that was adopted by the City Council in Kenosha this week. The resolution sponsored by Alderman David Bogdala. He said he'd been contacted by several foster parents in his district who said that releasing the information makes them fear for their safety and that of their children.
I honestly didn't know all of the trials and tribulations that those families go through. And how complicated that process is and how sometimes that process at the state level in terms of some of the information that gets put out, that there are some definite safety concerns and considerations.
The law says the addresses of foster parents can only be withheld if a judge determines the disclosure would result in imminent danger. Bogdala said he has spoken to local state lawmakers, hoping legislation to change the language will be considered in the next session. And the city of Rockford, Illinois, was seriously considering Racine Police Chief Art Howell as one of its three finalists for the chief's job in that community, but will now have to pick from the remaining two. Based on the Racine Police and Fire Commission's vote of last Friday to extend Howell's otherwise soon-to-be-expiring contract another 2 years, the chief tendered a letter to Rockford officials about taking his name out of consideration. After a one-year hiatus, the Sturtevant 3rd of July fireworks going to be back this year, and at last night's Village Board Committee meeting, trustees talked about how to make sure the fireworks will fly every year. Trustee Jamie Hoffman said he talked to a number of business owners who said they were, in his word, devastated by the lack of business on July 3rd of last year.
I understand why we pulled it off the tax roll years ago. We had hard times. We didn't have any money. We had a lot of debt. But after hearing the effect of how it hit our local businesses, I want us to openly discuss and think about that $13,000, $14,000 we're shooting up in the sky for 20 minutes. I feel we're benefiting our local businesses here in the village.
Trustee John Johnson said if they needed the fireworks so badly, how come the businesses didn't step in to help? The village raised the money for this year's fireworks show through a $100 ticket raffle and several other fundraisers. Continuing those efforts will also be discussed. Kyle Flood has attended his last school board meeting. And last night, he said he believes the district is better than it was when he took office 4 years ago. Said the Kenosha Unified School Board has a lot of power, much more than many people think, calling the most important job in the city and determining future.
We determine everything. And I don't think we always realize how much power we have. We think, oh, the mayor, the governor, the president. No, we have the highest impact on students, the seven of us. And that's crazy. It's absolutely nuts that seven schmucks just off the street should have that much power, but we do.
The board adopted a resolution of appreciation for Flood. He is currently running for a seat on the Kenosha City Council in the 3rd District against incumbent Jan Mikulski. The soon-to-be graduating participants of Racine County's Youth in Governance program got some up-close, first-hand experience with how the government process works, mostly listening to the county board's executive committee decide if the YG's county flag proposals ought to be offered online for countywide reaction or voted on solely by the panel. Supervisor Bob Miller felt countywide attention could be given to this wonderful effort made by the student leaders.
And it would be great publicity, not only for the flag, but for the county and for this great group of young people who put so much effort into it. And I think if they would come up with just a concise one or two sentences about each one, or maybe, you know, a small paragraph summarizing this, that would be enough for the people to make some decisions. That would really start a lot of conversation.
YG Representative Jessica James cautioned that putting the flag issue before the community may only get a segmented response.
I know we worked really hard on it, but I feel like we have our youth opinion here, but I feel like if it gets out into the community, other youth aren't necessarily going to respond, and I feel like they're the next generation of adults and that are going to be working in the community, and I feel like they might not respond, and we might just be getting only adults' opinions.
YG members observed the committee reject a social media voting process in favor of what's called the 1836 design. It features a dark background and three diamond shapes to represent Racine County's history in agriculture, industry, and recreation. Information about the flag recommendation will be on the Racine County website. WRJN.com, that's our webpage, and you can get our newscast whenever you want throughout the day. Just look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.